It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. A very good morning to you, Martin.
And to you, Kulani.
Thank you very much. Well, South Africa's state-owned industrial development corporation, the IDC, is investing billions of rand in the platinum industry. Martin, tell us about that.
Yes, you know, the IDC, which has 100 billion rand plus on its balance sheet, is going headlong into platinum, and it's looking all the way down the value chain. Mm. So it's about time something like this happened. They've put 3.24 billion rand initially to get 16% of Nuco, which is a new platinum company led by one of our few thought leaders still in the business, Brian Gilbertson, who wants to turn platinum to more positive account through the beneficiation route. Now, we've been talking about this ad nauseum, but to actually do it's another story. And they quoted T.E. Lawrence, of course, about dreams when they launched this, because it is a dream. Mm. And T.E. Lawrence, you know, he makes the point that when your normal dream takes place and your eyes are closed, it's normally hollow. But if you dream while your eyes are wide open, you know, and you add reality
to it,
something can happen. Mm. And so that's what they're hoping will happen. They're talking Silicon Valley idea for platinum, a sort of platinum valley, as it were, in that you not only, you know, produce the concentrate and then refine in the way we've been doing, but you introduce a whole new paradigm. And this new paradigm is called Cal technology. And I must say, it sounds very, very promising, because it only uses about a fifth of the energy of, you know, smelting.
Yeah.
Now, beneficiation is always hamstrung because you haven't got the electricity. Mm. If they can actually bring in this, and they're quite positive about Cal, and it's come through a long process, and again, it shows you, you know, how research, which took place 10 years ago at Mintec, and how they thought about it, and the Mintec people have come through as entrepreneurs, you know, now with this new technology, how valuable it can be, because it actually, the third stage of the Cal process is a refining process.
Yeah.
So it's all in liquid form. It's not in the solid form. So you can actually on site, you know, refine your metal, and then you can take that liquid and move it into other possibilities, auto catalysts, which we know are made down in Port Elizabeth, but there's all sorts of circuitous ways of how they have to get their platinum, and even fuel cells. And we can remember at the COP17, how Anglo-American CEO Cynthia Carroll said hundreds of thousands of jobs can be created if we take advantage of this open window to manufacture fuel cells in South Africa, and how you can you know, get clean energy from that as well. Mm. And we've got auto catalysts. So they're thinking very wisely. The IDC is the money bags behind this, but you can see that Nuco, which comes out of the Pallinghurst stable with Brian Gilbertson and Arnie Franson, they're also backed by some very big players. If you see some of the shareholders there, it's not only IDC coming as a sovereign funder, but you see Temasek of Singapore, also a sovereign fund, very much in this. And you see the Algemene Pensioengroep of Netherlands, a state-backed fund, coming in as well. So important players there.
Because there's value. That's why players are going in there.
There's value. And we've got 87% of the known platinum reserves. So why not turn them to proper account?
Should have done that a long time ago, some may argue.
A long time ago.
Anyway, the Department of Trade and Industry is going all out then. They are boosting South Africa's struggling manufacturing sector. Here's another one.
You know, there's concern about manufacturing. We know that during the 2009 recession, we lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs, you know, and that was about 20% of the million jobs we lost. So the Department of Trade and Industry is moving very fast now to make sure that manufacturers can stay competitive by dangling a 5.8 billion rand carrot towards them, saying, look, we can give you an incentive now to make sure that during these downturn periods, you don't just turn into a cash cow, you don't just sweat your assets, you don't start retrenching people, and then eventually close your doors because you're no longer competitive. Let's make you competitive, even though, you know, some of your trading partners in Europe might not be buying as much as they used to, and there's a bit of a recessionary condition. Let's have our proactive action now so that we do for you across a broad spectrum what we did for the clothing and textiles industry with that clothing and textiles competitiveness program. We've now, they're introducing, you know, the bigger one, the manufacturing competitive enhancement program. But we see that, you know, 200 plus companies are still supported by that clothing and textile competitiveness program, and that is keeping 48,000 people employed. So there seems to be a determination to keep these jobs now, so that you can lose another 100,000 or more jobs if you don't take proper action. So they believe that by next month, they will make this money available as a manufacturing incentive to make sure that our manufacturing footprint doesn't shrink anymore.
Fabulous. Good to hear. Indian and South African companies then joining forces. Also, Martin here, generating clean Southern African electricity. Important.
So these are private sector companies. You know, we have been born with Eskom, state-owned. That's what we know. Yeah. We don't know private sector involvement. There's been a lot of talk of private sector involvement, opening the door. Now we see a real example of this through Cenergy. It's a new name, but of course, behind Cenergy is the black-controlled Exxaro. And we know that Sipho Nkosi, who leads Exxaro, he's been talking about going into clean energy for a long time and into privately generated energy for a long time. But he's got himself a good partner. This is Tata of India. It's a very big company. And if you look at how successful Tata has been in India as a private sector company, because India is also, you know, more or less state-led, but they've come into the private sector. And you know, they've already got 7 million customers, and they've got about 3,000 kilometers of transmission infrastructure, and they're an integrated private power producer. But we can see this new Cenergy, which is coming through with Exxaro and Tata, they are looking primarily at renewable energy, clean energy. But of course, Exxaro comes out of a coal mining background.
Yeah.
And we normally associate coal with dirty energy.
Yeah.
So they've still got to clean up the act. In the meantime, he's coming in now with this new thrust, and the big emphasis will be on renewables. And they've already bid on solar and wind plants. And they're not just looking in South Africa, it's regional. South Africa, Namibia, Botswana. And they've got quite an ambitious target of 16,000 megawatt by 2025. That, in today's terms, would make it about the third of the size of Eskom. So it is quite ambitious. We'd like to see them do that. And in the meantime, they will be working in partnership with the likes of Eskom and the other state enterprises. But they want to move into the private space that is now being opened up, so you can have private generators, probably not all putting up transmission lines. They will obviously also use the grid, but you have to have a special legal deal for that, and it's called wheeling. And Exxaro have been talking about wheeling for a long time, and now we see them coming through with Cenergy.
Fabulous. Martin Creamer is publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He'll be back with us at the Coalface at the same time next Friday. Martin, all the best over the Easter weekend.